from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Steelers held a joint practice with the Bills. They will host the Bills coming up at 7 o'clock on Saturday. It is the final home game for like a month for the Steelers, as their first two games will be on the road. Acrisure Stadium, 7 o'clock against Buffalo. And joining me right now, and Ray, I apologize. When we talked, I had forgotten that you were on the PM team every Thursday. So here we are bothering you again, but I didn't spend enough time with you today. It was only like 8 hours, so I wanted to make it like 8.5.
There you go. Hey, Jeff, different audiences, right?
So that's right.
We're all good.
That's right. Hey, I want to start offensive line. I made this comment at the beginning of the show where, you know, once that injury to Chukwuma Okorafor happened, you kind of knew Broderick Jones was going to take that position for good. Right. It's a day where he's not at camp, but do you kind of get that sense that if Nick Herbig isn't able to go another day, or that maybe already Zach Frazier is kind of ready to take that job and run with it?
It does feel that way, doesn't it, Jeff? And this has nothing to do with, you know, Nate Herbig's performance. I think Zach Frazier has just been really, really good. And, you know, we had a chance to talk to assistant GM Andy Weidel before the joint practice today, and he was just effusive in his praise of Frazier, talking about his recruiting, drafting and scouting experiences of going down to West Virginia, watching him against BYU 2 years ago, watching him from the Acrisure press box against Pitt, and just you know, had really good things to say about him. And you talk to Andy, you talk to anyone else associated with that team, Zach has lived up to the billing. So, yeah, I got a feeling it's coming. And once again, I think we should say Nate Herbig hasn't really done anything
Agreed. To
lose this job. I think he's been solid. I just think Zach is, you know, on the precipice of likely unseating him in the near future.
He's just a little bit better. And listen, the guys love Herbig. Herbig works so hard. And if he has to play some games at guard, I don't feel horrible about that.
No, I mean, Jeff, that's where the vast experience of his NFL resume is. He's been a starting guard in this league with the Eagles. He's made a few starts with the Steelers when they've had some injuries last season. And, you know, he's always practiced at center, but he never played an NFL game at center until last week. You know, every other snap that he's played in the NFL pretty much has been at guard. So he's a really good interior offensive lineman. You need him at center. You need him at guard. He'll fill in for you. So he's a valuable guy to have on this football team. And, you know, whether he's a starter or not, I know the coaches in that building feel good about him being on this 53-man roster.
Post-Gazette Steelers beat writer Ray Fittipaldo joining us here on 93.7. The Fan. Broderick Jones was one of those today. He got excited talking about Frazier, about how he's communicating and how much better he seems and how more comfortable he is around the guys. Right now for Broderick, though, you know, he's saying, I'm focused on the right side, because with Fautano out, You know, that's where my position is. He doesn't know if he's going to end up there, but it kind of seems like, Ray, if Fautanu would miss Detroit after we know he's going to miss Saturday, that it would seem to be a tough ask for Fautanu to have a few practices and then go out there against Atlanta.
Yeah, it seems that way, but you know, there is that big like 14-day span now between the final preseason game and the start of the regular season. So let's say his rehab is on schedule, that he can come back and practice that Monday after the Detroit game. If that's the case and they take a look at him that week and they feel good about it, Jeff, then maybe they'll go back to the way it was when he was starting at right tackle with the first team offense. You know, if they feel that strongly about him, maybe they would go back to that. But it all depends on his health. And, you know, it's unfortunate for Broderick Jones. He says he doesn't mind going back and forth between left and right. But let's be honest, everyone wants to have a home, Jeff. I mean, you know, he says versatility is his best ability. I think sometimes versatility, coaches can kind of take advantage of that too. And, you know, it's not that they're doing that on purpose. They just, that's where they need Broderick Jones to be right now. So, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, at some point this season, he's going to be the starting left tackle. But I think right now we're just in a holding pattern waiting to see how quickly Fautanu can bounce back from this injury.
And Ray, this takes nothing away from the rookies and what they've done in Fautanu and also with Zach Frazier. But how much is it because of the two veteran guards that are still playing at a high level allow them to play rookies in those positions?
Yeah, and you know, you just watch the way they interact with all the young rookies, Mason McCormick included. You know, James Daniels and Isaac Seumalo are always instructing, you know, those guys, you know, telling them, oh, on this play, maybe you could have done this or that. You know, that's every day in practice. You see them mentoring all of those guys. So you're right. It's nice to have two vets like that. I think, unfortunately, for James Daniels, and, you know, he's not going to suffer because of it because he's going to go out and get a huge contract next season. He's only 26 years old, but you know, it's unfortunate when you have young offensive linemen coming up through the ranks, guys like James Daniels and veterans like him are going to move on in free agency. So, you know, we saw what guards were paid this spring, Jeff. Yeah. He's only making $8 million this year. I bet you he doubles that, and that's going to open the door for a guy like Herbig or Mason McCormick or one of these other young guys to come in and start next season.
Yeah, and you kind of get that feeling. And it's not that, I mean, you just get that sense from James. Like, he knows this is his last year. I mean, smart guy. He's a guy who loves a lot of things, and I think he kind of realizes that. Ray, if I were to put a percentage, around what percent do you think of the passes caught will be tight ends?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on Pat's health. You know, if he could stay healthy, you know, they like, from what I've seen so far in camp, they like throwing to Connor Hayward too, you know, from an H-back. So if you include him in that group and Darnell Washington, I'll say 20%, 23%, something like that. I think there can be, you know, a bunch of targets going their way. And I think Freiermuth obviously would get the lion's share of that. I think he's had a really good camp. He's been impressive. He stayed injury free so far. Knock on wood for him. You know, I hope he can finally get into a season and have a full season of health. And if he does, I know he has an unsettled contract situation. If he goes into the season without a contract and he plays the way I think he can play, he's also going to strike it rich.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Next spring.
Do you think that deal gets done with Friermuth?
You know, I keep saying, Jeff, that I think maybe they're waiting to see how this Brandon Ayuk situation plays out. And it's not that they can't fit both in.
I don't know what you're speaking of, Ray. What Brandon Ayuk situation?
I'm sorry. I had to mention it. We were going to do a whole interview without it. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not so much fitting them in under the salary cap. I just think they probably want to see what the structure of both contracts would be before they do both. So I do think Pat could get them before the start of the season. And, you know, we'll see how this Ayuk situation plays out. You would think we have some resolution in the coming days or weeks, but I don't know. I thought that maybe 2 or 3 months ago as well.
You know, we talked about Darnell Washington there. There were times in practice last year, Ray, where it seemed like he was just plodding. And I've got to think that the knee played a factor, but he does. It's practice, and I feel like every once in a while I have to keep saying that it's practice. But Darnell does look freer. He looks more mobile. He looks like he does have the ability to make plays, whereas last year he just didn't seem right.
Yeah, maybe you take advantage of that early in the season when those knees are feeling good. You know, I don't ever think Darnell Washington is going to be a really good route runner. He's just a very big guy, and it's hard for him to get in and out of cuts and, you know, run precise routes. But I'm sure you've noticed as well as I have, they've just been thrown to him, you know, down the seam, you know, a ball on a line that he can catch and maybe run with it after the catch. I don't think they're going to ask him to, you know, to run very intricate routes. So if they can get that out of him, they can do a few alley-oops down by the goal line.
Right.
Maybe he could be a red zone threat. You know, I think certainly he could be more productive than he was last season when he was pretty much, let's face it, a sixth offensive lineman.
Yeah, and that's not to say that he is a finished product and doesn't have work to do. And to your point about Connor Hayward, I mean, there's 3 or 4 times a week where you're watching Hayward make a really nice catch along the sidelines and the seam, over the shoulder, down the field. Yeah, he might be a guy. I mean, we saw it, what was it, the handoff 2 years ago that sealed a win on that.
Yeah, was that against the Ravens maybe?
Yeah,
maybe
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen him occasionally, but he's intriguing because he's not the biggest guy, but, man, he makes plays. He's got good hands. Cordero Patterson is kind of a similar guy who can move around. What kind of role do you see for Patterson, who's just kind of started practices a couple of days ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think as long as he's healthy, Jeff, he's going to be on the roster, no doubt. They gave him a $2 million signing bonus, and they're not going to just eat that to, you know, before they see if he can play for them. The injury certainly was unfortunate for the Steelers. I'm sure they want to, you know, they wanted to have him in camp longer to see just how he would fit in. I guess the good news is Arthur Smith had him the last couple of years in Atlanta. He was fairly productive for his age. So, you know, I don't think he's going to get a ton of carries because Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris are such a good 1-2 punch. But, you know, if you could use him certain packages, maybe third downs, maybe get him out there in space, he could still make some plays for you. But if it's me, I want Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris touching the ball as much as they can because I think they're that good.
Joined by the Post-Gazette's Ray Fittipaldo, and we're going to save the quarterbacks for last. Ray, which of the backup defensive linemen, we know that it's going to be Hayward and Ogunjobi and Benton in the middle, but of the Leal, Loudermilk, Dean Lowry, who do you think of those guys when they're, you know, starting to mix guys in, rotate guys into the mix, could make an impact this year?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to stay this way during the regular season. I think the best reserve has been Montrevious Adams so far, both in practice and in that game against the Texans. You know, the Steelers probably hope it's DeMarvin Leal, because Leal is a guy who's a former third-round pick. You know, they had high hopes for him. I know he's not a Con Wild pick. He was the last class of Kevin Colbert. But they need him because he's a defensive end. And, you know, Cam Hayward's 35. They got to start thinking about the future. It's kind of a do-or-die year for Leal. If he can't do it, then the Steelers are probably going to go back to the draft and look for another five technique next year, and likely in the early round. So really big year for Leal and really big year for the Steelers to see if he can be a future starter for them.
All right. Peyton Wilson had led the team in tackles in a preseason game, got a ton of reps, but he wasn't perfect. I mean, there were a couple of tight end plays where Cade Stover was able to beat him. He missed a tackle here and there. Overall, what did you think of Peyton Wilson's first game, and do you think this guy is going to make an impact with the defense this year?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the dime linebacker. His speed and his athleticism, his ability to get around the football, they haven't had a guy like that in quite some time, Jeff. So I know there's still some rough patches. You mentioned, you know, in coverage a little bit last year. I think that can be worked out a little bit. I think the more reps he gets, he's going to feel that more comfortable. And young guys just have to play. You know, nothing's going to be perfect this year for Peyton Wilson, for Fa'utanu, for Frazier. I mean, those guys are all going to go out there and make their fair share of mistakes. But I think the upside in the second half of the season, if you play them early, you're really going to see some good football from those guys if you do get them out there early. So, yeah, it wasn't perfect. But, you know, you listen to anyone around the Steelers who's talked in the last week or so after that game, they just rave about the guy's skill set. You know, he could play a bunch of different roles for you. I know even last week when Alandon Roberts was being rested, he stepped in and played in the base defense, and he didn't look out of place in practice either. So a lot of upside there. I know there's some injury concerns that they're crossing their fingers with, but I really think he's going to have a good rookie season.
Dante Jackson, the corner, was having a really good camp, and now he's apparently dealing with the bumps and bruises associated with play, and hasn't been out there the last few days. Corey Trice has gotten an opportunity. Listen, this guy was opening eyes, much like a Beanie Bishop was last year before his injury early in camp. There's got to be a lot of rust to knock off. What do you think about Corey Trice?
Yeah, he broke up Mr. Trubisky's pass on the final play of practice today. The Bills were doing their 2 minute down the field, and Trice broke it up in the end zone. And, you know, he got a lot of love from his teammates. I think his teammates and the coaches want to see this guy do well. You know, anytime you have an ACL injury, it's tough to bounce back from. But, you know, this is like the second or third for major injury for Trice, second ACL. And I just think there are a lot of people rooting for him in that building. And, yeah, there's going to be rust. I mean, even at the start of camp, he wasn't full go. They were kind of easing him into, you know, the practice situation there. I think now this is the time to evaluate him. You got to find out about him and others like Darius Rice and Rush, excuse me, in the next couple of weeks. One of those guys has to be the top outside corner. If not, they got to go to the waiver wire and bring somebody in. But, you know, Rush was on this roster last year because Trice was injured. We all know the potential of Trice. He just has to go out there and start proving it in these preseason games.
All right, one more before we get to quarterbacks. Is Beanie Bishop a camp story, or is Beanie Bishop this guy's going to play some important snaps for the Steelers story?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say it was trending that Graylin Arnold would be that guy. I think they were just giving Graylin Arnold a chance to maybe see what he could do. But now, today, they placed him on IR. And, you know, we're right back where we were last week with Beanie Bishop likely running with the ones again in this game Saturday night against the Bills. So, you know, the Steelers will have their contingency plans. They will have guys ready on the phone if Beanie Bishop.
Why not Chandon Sullivan, by the way?
Yeah, you know, he's still out there. And there's other guys who are still out there. But I know you listened to Weidel today. Weidel was high on him. you know, he's a good young player, but he's also an undrafted free agent rookie, and you don't see a lot of those guys starting the first games of their rookie season. So it would be a huge story if he ends up doing that, and I know it's because of circumstance and Cam Sutton's injury, but if he does it, credit to him. That means he's had a really, really good training camp.
We haven't seen a ton of Russell Wilson. We've seen a lot in individual drills, and this past week we saw him a lot with the first team, 11 on 11 in pads. We saw him today in practice. I'll say from my standpoint, I thought he was the better quarterback, the more consistent quarterback. What were your thoughts of Russell today and what we've seen from him to this point?
Yeah, I thought he looked really good in the joint practice as well. You know, I'm glad he's going to go out there and get an extended run on Saturday night. I think he needs that. I think the Steelers need that. They need to see that from him. You know, if he does well, yeah, Mike Tomlin said four series today for the starters. Listen, if Russell goes out there and they score 10 points on the first two drives, he might be out of there sooner than that. They don't need any extra hits on him or anything like that. They need him to go into the season healthy. So I'm looking forward to Saturday night. I want to see how he meshes with these receivers. You know, it's interesting. It's the same offense, whether he's in there or Justin Fields is in there, but it's just a different dynamic with the running when Justin's in there and just not the same command of the offense, the accuracy, the timing when Russ is in there. So, you know, really two different quarterbacks, but I think the Steelers, you know, if Justin does have to play, I think they can still win with either of those guys.
Do you look at Justin Fields and say, that can be fixed and this guy could be the answer at starting quarterback?
I look at him and say, you live with his shortcomings and you just let his natural talent take over. And listen, sometimes it's not going to be pretty. You know, you might have some situations where, you know, you have a three and out or you have a turnover, but he can get out of the pocket and he can break a game open as a running quarterback like no one other than Lamar Jackson. So he's that type of a guy. And sometimes when you have a backup quarterback, yeah, you like it to be the same type of quarterback who the starter is, but the Steelers just don't have that. So the offense would be different, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, Jeff. I think if Justin Wilson does have to play some snaps this year or even start some games, you know, just throw him out there and let him be him and, you know, see where it takes you.
Ray, if Fields is dynamic, you mentioned a few different ways there. How do you incorporate that type of playmaking into an offense while keeping, you know, how do you not take advantage of that if Russ, which I don't have any doubt, will be the starting quarterback?
Yeah, so let's say he plays and it's a short-term injury. Russell has a short-term injury. If I'm Arthur Smith, I'm out there game planning design runs all over the place for Justin Fields. I don't want to necessarily have to lean on him as a passer to win football games. I think you play to your strengths. Now, it would be a different story, Jeff, if, like, he's in there because Russell played poorly and you have to go to Justin long term. You know, I think that's a different story. But, you know, if you just need him to win a game, man, just rely on his legs and, you know, let him go.
He
can change a game.
And I guess, Ray, what I'm saying is, like, can they be on the field together?
I don't know about together, but I could certainly see some packages where no matter where you are on the field, midfield, maybe red zone, maybe goal line, where Russell comes out of the game and maybe you put Justin Fields in there for a package. Yeah, I mean, you could do that. You could have them both on the field, but I'm never a big fan of, like, having the starting quarterback go out and play wide receiver and not do anything. Like, I think, you know, have 11 people on the field who have a role, and I think you could probably do that better when Russell is off the field and Justin is on.
Ray, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy tomorrow off. I'll see you on Saturday at the game.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Ray Fittipaldi from the Post-Gazette kindly taking his evening to join us here on 93.7 The Fan. We do have an interception in the Patriots game against the Eagles. It was not thrown by Kenny Pickett. Rather, it was thrown by Jacoby Brissett to Avante Maddox. The Pitt Panther, Avante Maddox, picking off Brissett in the end zone. He ran it back about 45 yards. Big play from a former Panther. Tell you what, you know, back at when you talked of multi-sport athletes, when that was more of a thing, Avante Maddox could play baseball. And with his speed, and he loves baseball. And that would have been cool if he would have played both. He had the talent to do it, and an interception, good for him. Avante Maddox with a pickoff, and even better because it came against a Patriot. When we continue, we will open it up for your thoughts. Things that Ray said, anything intrigue you there? We'll get into a little bit more of what was said at camp. And also, CBS Sports went through team by team and predicted win totals. I did hear what they said for the Steelers. All that as we continue this Fan Evening Show. Jeff Hathorn in here on 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.